A gaggle of gays gagging on gossip, love, sex advice, and your questions. Produced and recorded in New York City, this is Ask the Boys.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Ask the Boys, a roundtable show where we answer your Q's so you can play with your A's, a show where we give it to you straight-ish with no chaser. Call into our show with your questions or comments. Our show number is 424-327-5282. That's 4243-ASK-ATB. Also, follow our Facebook page, facebook.com/AskTheBoysShow. In the second episode of our show, we're going to discuss the dark side of the gay community. Yes, it's not all rainbows and glitter after all. What do you do when your, quote, straight friend sends you drunk nudes, anal sex without the pains or stains, and finally, fucking with food? An erotic twist brought to you by your local grocery store. Let's get started. The library is open. So let's start the top of the show and talk about, actually, this is something that Jordan and I were talking about the other night when we were drunk on the train ride home.
Yes.
We were talking about toxic behavior in the gay community. So what do you guys see as the negative impact of the gay community? Because these outsiders take a look at the gay community. They're like, oh, everybody's accepting, love, rainbows,
right,
all that stuff. And you know, at times it can't be that.
Well, just look at all the... the pride parades, and it's amazing to see how together we are as a community. But when you get down to the nitty gritty of it all, you really see the claws and the nails starting to come out. And that is definitely seen in the gay bars and the gay clubs all throughout New York City. Am I right? I mean,
it's... yeah, it's almost like a catty by nature kind of thing, where I don't understand it. We have this beautiful appeal to us, you know, like you said, like with pride, we put up this amazing front, but internally we're still like, just like those girls that don't like girls. You kind of get that vibe in the community. And I don't like that. Cause you know, shit, we want to be open. We want to be LGBTQ and all.
It's very catty. It's a very, very catty community. And another thing I noticed too, a lot of the homophobia and everything that we face constantly, we seem to want to internalize and, you know, throw at the next person, especially in the gay community. I would say you see it the most when it comes to masculinity.
Right.
Yeah. Like, what is masculinity to you guys? If you had to define it, what would you say?
I mean, if you could just go back in time for a minute and just think about the definition of masculinity, it's like muscular, it's a good physique, it's, you know, the breadwinner, it's the, you know, a top basically is the masculinity. But I think that's changing a lot these days. I think it's more about your own personal definition of masculinity, and that could be so different.
Oh my goodness. I definitely agree to that, because I look at myself, and especially with me, I get a lot of the, the flamboyant, the femme gay, which I can see. And yeah, this can totally sometimes be true. But in all honesty, I don't feel that I'm all that feminine. I feel pretty masculine in myself and in community, especially, you know, if I see someone who's a little bit more flamboyant than I think it's funny that I got categorized into that area. Like, I don't know, I just think, crazy.
Well, and I think you add a very interesting dynamic to it, because don't you do what, like, it's called, what is it, like, called sissy, right? Where it's like dressing up in the outfits.
Yes. Yeah, and I love it. I do, and you're right, and it's not just for drag. Like, sometimes it's just to dress up. But I truly, I love androgyny, and it could be a suit. I don't care, but it has feminine cuts to it, or it will be a dress and I'm still going to rock my beard. Like, the masculinity is it's in me. Like, it's how I feel.
Right.
Yeah.
And I think right now there's this big spotlight on being gender fluid and not having any boundaries. I mean, you see what's going on with Target, where they're getting rid of the boys section and the girls section, and now it's just the toy section. And you see this just throughout mm-hmm. society. I mean, here in New York, you see men wearing dresses and having a beard, like you were saying, just sitting on the train. And, you know, you have women that, like our friend Landon, perfect example. Landon was born female. Landon has transitioned into male, and you would have no idea. And it's totally cool right. and totally fine. So it's like in 2017, that line, there is no more line. It's more of a spectrum.
I recently had the pleasure of visiting Bushwig. Yes, that's Bushwig. It's an annual event that's hosted here in Bushwick in Brooklyn, New York. And I'm sure. It was one of the most eye-opening experiences of my entire life. It was the most fluid event. There was a woman on stage performing, and she was full-formed woman, and she had a penis, and I was completely taken aback by that, not because of how just different it was, just by how amazing this community has become and the growth that we've had over the past several years, accepting all, like, many different types of people. And it just really filled my heart. And I encourage everyone, all the listeners to in New York and beyond, to check out Bushwig, because that's a pure example of how far we've come in New York and the society that we live in.
And I think because we live here in New York, we have that ability to see all the different shades. I think the toxic behavior in the gay community moves along towards these smaller cities or places that aren't as diverse. We came from Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh is not a very big gay community. After a while, you end up seeing the same people. You either dated or screwed or know someone who dated or screwed the same person. Like, it's such a small-knit community. And because there's not much diversity out there, it's a very toxic situation. Everyone's real catty. Everyone is real. It's clicky. Racism is such a huge issue in not only the gay Pittsburgh community, but the community across the board.
As a whole.
I think that's the most bizarre, because we're already used to getting ostracized. So it's insane to see that racism does exist within us, or those inequalities exist in us, because we're already going through it. So it's not fair for us to put each other through it as well. I just think especially in like you said, in those smaller communities. Right. God.
Now, Anthony, did you have Grindr when you were in Pittsburgh?
I did have Grindr.
Did you ever run into that?
Who hasn't had Grindr?
Did you ever run into that when you were in Pittsburgh? That racist, small-mindedness?
Yes, a few times when I lived more in like the Dormont area.
Yeah.
I did notice that. Like, I noticed. Like, I would see a few people and I would try messaging them and they'd be a little bit nasty, or I would get blocked. I think it's the area and the way those people, not, you know, the way that they were grown up, that culture in that area, and the way that they were brought up. But I definitely did see it. I saw it on Grindr. I saw it just walking outside.
Yeah, I can definitely say, like, as someone who is an interracial dater, the number one thing that bothers me beyond belief is when someone asks me, when they find out, like if my boyfriend is black, they ask me, they say, why? And to me, that is the most, and it's not a rude or snarky why, it's a inquisitive why, but it's so deep rooted in racism that it shouldn't even be a curiosity. It shouldn't even be a question.
Right. No, not at all.
To walk up to an interracial couple and be curious as to how that dynamic is a thing, in and of itself, is part of the problem in the gay community. And you see it on Grindr. No fats, no femmes.
No fat. Oh.
Yep. No Asians.
No fat. Yeah,
no
exactly.
Whites. And, like, you see it all the time.
Mm-hmm. I will say this. I am very passionate in, like, it makes me very angry when I see the no fats, no femmes. Because, again, I do get categories under that, even though I don't consider myself a femme. And coming from being heavier, I used to be 328 pounds. That would be a lot of the issues I would have, especially when I lived in Reading, Pennsylvania, and I was trying to date in Reading. Reading is so small. We have one high school for the entire city.
Right.
So, you know, you open up, whether it could be Grindr, it could be fucking OkCupid, it could be any of those apps or websites that you open. It could literally be going to a gay bar. that tight community and you have like this no femmes, no fat, right. And you're falling into these categories, it really makes you feel like shit.
And it's basically the gay community, it's their version of the Build-A-Boy workshop, if you think about it. It is exactly a Build-A-Boy workshop where they want the perfect X, Y, and Z. And that's why, to me, I think so many gay men in our community are single, is because if it's not the perfect body, it's the perfect face, it's the perfect job, then they start, they want to brag about it on Instagram. And then that becomes insecurity. And then it just mm-hmm. metastasizes into a very toxic relationship, because gay men have an issue with, instead of grabbing what's in their reach, they feel that they can always one up the next one, one up the next one. And before you know it, these people are in and out of relationships quicker than anything, because they just don't know when to take something that's good in the moment and see what can grow from it.
When they have outlets like these, the Grinders and the Scruffs, and now the new Chappies, which I actually I've had Chappie for a while and I've liked it, but I'm just saying, really? you have this platter, you have all the hors d'oeuvres at your disposal, and you can pick and choose, especially in New York City, borough upon borough, you come across hundreds of different people
everywhere.
So difficult.
What I think is amazing and hilarious. First, Chappie. Do you guys know what a Chappie is?
Chappie.
But it's a gold digger.
Oh, they make it sound so classy.
Spanish. You know, honey, us Spanish people, we like class in a gold digger.
Well, I always tell people, when it comes to Grindr, I call it the Grubhub of the gay community. You can eat in or you can take out. Like, it's just all it is a menu. It takes all the guesswork out of dating, all the guesswork out of that awkward first impression where you spill your drink at the bar or anything like that. It's pick for pick. What are you into? Location. It takes all the human element out of it.
Out of it. Well, I agree with that. And it drives me crazy, because especially when you see a profile that has these limitations, like, no, I don't want this type of person. And you go and they send you this picture, like, if you do connect with them,
right,
and you meet them, and just like all other social media, their picture was edited to high heavens.
Mm-hmm.
Is that catfish I smell, or is that just Anthony's legs?
That's why I love that if they have Instagram linked. I'm all of the Instagrams on the Grinders, because then I'm like, point, click, let me scroll through here and see what you got going, because that one photo is not worth
it. I am a firm believer.
I have a question here. Does anyone have like a good Grinder story? Like one that's really kind of...
The best I ever had is I had a guy in Pittsburgh message me offering me $350 to come over and take a piss on him. And I was laying there in my sweatpants watching Netflix, and I thought to myself, you know what? What can $300 buy me? I can get some good shit for $300. And then I was hesitant. I'm like, you know, I'm going to go over there. It's going to be like The Hills Have Eyes type shit. Yeah, like I'm going to get fucking killed and turn into a lamp. And then I message him, and I was like, $300, fuck yeah. Like, I'm down in a gallon of water right now as we speak. What's the address? I'll piss on you three times. We'll make it a weekly thing. And he blocked me. He didn't. I guess I was too excited and too into it. I don't know. He was really over it.
Did you profit off that, at least?
No. It was all talk, no show.
Okay.
But I would have. No one's pissing on me, but I will take I will make it rain on you, bitch. For $300.
Oh, honey, if you shit for $5, I'll piss on your face. Come over.
For a 10-piece McNugget.
Well, come on over here, honey. I need $5. Come on over.
You know. No, but that does bring me to another question. Do you boys feel that fetishes, and even like here in New York City, we have dungeons? Do you feel that that's that we see that in those small areas or you know, in non-big cities? Because I feel like that's one of those fetish things, and that person didn't have an outlet there.
I would say in the smaller cities like Pittsburgh, I know, didn't have much of a fetish scene. I mean, we've all been out to the bars and the clubs when the furries were around. Like, the furry convention is Pittsburgh. Let's be real. You look on Instagram, search for furries Pittsburgh, you're going to see all types of posts. That's what Pittsburgh was known for. I was invited to a couple like fetish conventions that were in Pittsburgh, and I went and I got to see us swinging from the chandelier, but a gay man in a leather outfit. I mean, it was artistic.
Did you Did you get a chance to go to cruise at all? When
that's
they
what
had
it was.
Party?
That's what I went to.
That's where it was. Yeah.
Yeah. It was. Nice. It was interesting, and it was nice to see a variety. I've never really been into that stuff. I've done some light tying up and blindfolding type shit, but nothing real, like nothing real into it. Like, I have some friends that buy like the harnesses and stuff like that. I mean, I just want to take my clothes off and fuck. I don't want to take my clothes off and then dress up
put
and then fuck.
Put more shit on.
Put more shit on just to take it off and sanitize it with Clorox afterwards. No, thank you.
And to all of our Pittsburgh fans, Cruise is a local gay hotspot in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania that we used to frequent quite a bit in the days. Remember those boys?
Yes, it's literally the only place too.
Pretty popping over.
No, but I agree. I think, you know, I think the gay community has a lot to learn, and I mean, it's getting there.
Do.
We're definitely getting there.
We really do, and it's going to take some time. It's going to take some self discipline, some knowledge,
right?
Because we are going to be fighting this battle for a very long time, people, and we have to love ourselves. There's a lot of great inspirational people out there, public speakers that RuPaul, for example, that just says, and Ellen, just love ourselves.
Love and yourself. Yes.
We'll learn to love other people. And I will admit, I'm constantly battling with loving myself. And I do fall in that category of like homophobia because it's just overwhelming for me. And it's something that I'm working on to this day. So I definitely can relate to a lot of those people out there.
You're growing.
But I'm growing. You're growing. When you're growing, you're changing.
If you're changing, you're growing. In the words of our favorite movie, Bridesmaids, if you're changing, you're growing. All right, so let's move on to our very first question here. I think this is going to be an interesting one. So I have known friend X, and he's calling friend X, I guess, to be, you know, like discreet. I have known friend X for about 5 years now. We're pretty good friends and have known each other for quite some time. He was one of the first people I came out of the closet to. I've seen him seriously date girls to the point of almost engagement, as well as an occasional hookup pre and post relationship. So he likes the ladies. Friend X also occasionally gets drunk and will send me nudes over Snapchat. At some point, I've half egged them on because he's definitely attractive and I've always been curious, but I'm not begging for them or anything. They've evolved from the ha 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 look at my ass LOL. Oh God, is that how we talk nowadays? That's pathetic. To a full on erect dick pic out of the blue. He sent me the latter tonight for the first time, and a part of me could tell he was wanting one in return, but I think that would have caused more bad than good. Side note, he's also told me stories during his post-depression breakup phase that he's hooked up with guys in the past. So my question for you all is...
Interesting.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. My question for you all is, what the hell? Have y'all had friends that were drunk, that when drunk would sleep with anything that had a pulse? My best guess is he's having an experimental phase of some sorts. Most of this has happened within the past 6 months.
So
what
I've
do you
been
guys think?
There.
Have you
I've
all been,
been
there?
There?
Oh yeah, and I think we've all had friend X.
My friend X and I are still friends. I mean, we had this moment way back in the high school days where we would sit in front of a TV and do stuff, and he considered himself straight. I considered myself straight at that time, but obviously not so much the case anymore. But yes, I've been there. I think that he is sending these photos. At first, when you were reading this, I thought he was sending them by mistake. But since you said he recently sent an erect picture to him, I don't know. I would look into this. I would. I would play with it, actually. I would see where it would go. I'd be like, hey, I'm going to send you some more.
Honestly, honey, yeah, take it and run. I have to agree with Jordan. If you're getting the pictures already, live a little. As we're all saying, we've all had that friend. I've gotten into a tizzy with some of my straight friends, in which they would get drunk and send these kind of pictures as well, or get drunk and casually drop in conversation how they're seeking a tighter hole. In this case, I think the person's either gay or bisexual, but I don't think that they are comfortable yet tapping into the homosexual side of their sexuality.
And one thing that I'm curious about is, and he doesn't really mention it, but what if he's not okay with these unsolicited sex posts? I know the three of us, we're very sex positive people, and that's really what this podcast is, a very sex positive place to be. But what if we play devil's advocate and say, you know what, maybe he's not one of the people that like just unsolicited dick pics. Maybe he doesn't know how to handle it.
Yeah, because he's asking us what the hell question mark.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so
true.
I've been in this situation where I thought a straight friend was hot.
Okay. Do you know?
What's that?
Is this gentleman gay that asked the question?
Yes.
Okay, so, I mean, I would probably feel uncomfortable.
See, like, I've been in this situation, and I was turned on by the thought of a straight friend, but I don't know. Like, I'm a Virgo, okay? We're like some deep-ass creatures. I would also be like, oh, because I'm gay, you're going to instantly assume this is what I want to see, you know? Mm-hmm. So I don't know. I would say...
So he sent the erect dick for the first time.
Right, and now he's really confused.
Now I would be I would be frustrated just because this is a vulnerable situation. It's a dick tease. It's vulnerable. You clearly know I'm a homo, and you're running my straight friend, and you're sending me all of these. You're alluding to the fact that you may want to sleep with me, but you're not really telling me. I'm really confused by my friend. We need to have a conversation.
Exactly.
It's with, no alcohol.
Alcohol makes everything worse. I would say, in this case, sit this friend down and have a conversation. Say, hey, look, clearly this guy has gone through some shit. He went through a post-depression breakup phase. He might not be totally in the element. I would say, like, as humans, both man and woman, we want to be desired. We want that sexual excitement. Maybe he was in a phase that he was just thinking with his little head and not his big one, and he just wanted to feel instantly desired by another human. And he thought, oh, well, this friend here is a close friend. I can trust him. You know, we clearly have a close relationship, and who knows, maybe I can get, like, mentally off. I think that's the thing. Some guys can mentally get off without any type of physical contact with another man.
That is accurate. And in the case on whether it's on a, okay, asshole level, or he's actually going through it, some guys, straight or gay, genuinely do that for just that validation.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Just the, thank you for calling me hot.
Exactly. I have a lot of straight friends, straight guy friends, that I've been able to joke around with and say subliminal sexual shit, and they would joke and toss it back, because they would, in a way, I think that they got off on it, that, oh, like, this is somebody I can toy around with. Ha 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 ha. You know, like, it's testing the waters, testing the boundaries. But
without having to actually test the boundaries.
Exactly. Yes. Without spreading your boundaries wide open.
Oh, mine are already spread, honey.
Do we think it could be a phase? I mean, of course, anything could be a phase. I was bisexual when I came out. That was a phase for me.
Amen. Amen.
I was little Christian boy who went bisexual punk, and now I'm a gay man living in Brooklyn, New York. So I have flipped that shit over.
Do you feel that, because a lot of us go through that, a lot of us go through where we want to come out, but because of our surroundings, because of our families, because of our peers, we have to come out in sections?
Yeah. You
know? So, like, I'm in sections.
First year, I'm in sections. Yeah, yes.
And I'm 26. I've been out since I was 18, but I'm still in sections because...
Because it's fucking hard and it's confusing. And you know what? That's okay. But what's not okay is that is how society put us into this box. And that's how we get that argument where people are like, oh, well, you actually chose that. Because, like, before you were... Like, no, I was never really bi, girl. Okay? Like, I literally had to phase my way out of the closet.
Sometimes I still think I'm bi. I don't know. I'm definitely where Justin was in this one. But I don't know. This may be a question for the next show, but I don't know. Sometimes girls are sexy. Anyway,
we'll dig a little deeper into that one.
We'll dig deeper next time.
Yeah. So let's move on to the second question.
We'll take a bite out of that pie. Yeah.
So let's move on to our second question here. It says, I have a very embarrassing question about anal sex. I was a virgin until 2 months ago when this guy, parentheses, not my boyfriend, and I started having sex. Everything was fine. He also has some experience and knows what to do. But for the past 3 weeks, I've had diarrhea every morning after I've had anal sex. Oh, it's really bad now, and sometimes I spend more than 20 minutes on the toilet until everything, quote, calms down. Also, sometimes I feel a very sharp pain deep inside my guts. I have already asked him to pull out before he finishes so I don't get a, quote, semen enema every time, but so far nothing has changed. What is happening now? Do you have any advice? At the beginning, everything was fine, and then the problem started. I did some research online, but it did not really help. I know I should go to a doctor, but that is not possible until I turn 18 because of our insurance. Let me explain, because I am not sure how it works in other countries. Basically, my parents will get the doctor's bill, and then my parents forward it to our insurance, and they will pay for it. So when I go to the doctor, my parents will ask for the reason, and I cannot tell them. All right, so a couple things, a couple red flags here that came to mind. The first thing and the big thing, do not have sex without condoms, especially when you do not know this gentleman very well.
Yes.
You're young. You're going to make stupid decisions. We all have made stupid decisions. But don't do that. It's not safe.
Is this a woman or a man?
That's a good question. I'm not sure.
I'm not really sure if it matters. I'm just curious.
Also, how big is the partner?
They didn't list. Obviously, that's a big thing. I would say it's something that you're going to have to warm up to. You cannot just dive directly into this stuff, okay? You cannot.
First of all, I would be like, well, why aren't you having sex with your boyfriend? We need to talk about why you're cheating on your boyfriend.
Well,
but,
I don't think it's that. I think he meant to say it's just a guy who he is not dating. I think that's why he said not my boyfriend. Like, they're not in a relationship. Like, it's a casual thing. Okay. Yeah, like, it's a casual
thing. All right. Okay, well. Then, yes, your point, Justin, you need to either definitely wrap it up.
Definitely.
That's a given.
Also, maybe talk to, then the insurance thing comes into play. We need to figure out.
Here's the thing. Like, as far as wrapping it up goes, you're not only protecting yourself against HIV. You're protecting yourself from other things like certain STDs. You just, you don't know a person well enough for them to just be diving right in you unprotected. You're young. You have the rest of your life to live. You got to stay protected. Whether that's condoms, whether that's getting on PrEP, regular STD checks are a must. Clearly, this gentleman is from another, or this person rather, is from another country where their insurance goes through their parents. I know here in America, there's so many free clinics that you can get discreet testing done. Mm. You know, go there. Avoid your general practitioner or the hospital. Find a gay friendly doctor or an LGBTQ group to help you out. Now, as far as getting to the dirty deed,
honey, get yourself, first of all, get an enema the night before. Okay,
right.
Check your diet. Clean yourself out. Get a lax. Get an enema.
Right.
Wrap it up and see how you feel the next day.
And what's important is do not get the enema that has that liquid in it. Dump that liquid out. That is not good for you to use. Just use water. Do not use whatever comes in those St. Ives enemas or whatever. Just use water.
Just use water. Just use water.
And I am sorry, but do not invest in these damn shower attachment tools. I feel like that will do some damage. When I see people using that shit, have you used one?
I wanted to get one.
I refused to come home and seen that shit in our shower.
I wanted to hook one up to our shower. I kid you not. I was looking on eBay and Amazon. I was like, we might benefit from this. You have to control the water pressure in those devices.
Well, yeah, because
you could definitely damage a lot of
internal.
You know, when I see those things, I think of that carnival game where they're shooting water at the balloons and then they swell up and pop. You're going to look like the goddamn blueberry girl from Willy Wonka in our bathroom.
It's for the deep adventures. Like, when you're
cleaning your soul at that point.
You use those for a deep adventure. Like, that's what those are meant for, not for this case. But yes, get yourself a Fleet enema, or wherever you are located, go to your nearest Boots, or if you're in London or wherever in the world, convenience store, get one of those.
Right.
Prepare.
Diet is big.
Anal sex
is huge.
Pretty. I mean, it could be, it's great. It's full of pleasure. It's wonderful in many different positions. But you just gotta be prepared. Watch your diet for sure. Make sure you're not consuming any dairy or greasy mm-hmm. foods before your experiments.
Get enough fiber. Fiber's the big critical ingredient. You know? And I can say from personal experience, it's totally possible to be too tight.
Yeah.
I had an issue, yeah. and Jordan, you know this, I actually went in for surgery because I was actually too tight. And my boyfriend at the time, me and him could not have sex. It was ridiculously painful. Going to the bathroom was painful. And I went to the doctor and they found that I was having spasms. And it was to the point where it was like shoving a goddamn hot dog in a pencil sharpener hole. Like, it just was not going to happen. I know, that's so graphic. Welcome to the show. It just wasn't going to happen. And I went and got surgery and had that corrected. So it is entirely possible that your body may just be too tight. And to some people, that sounds like a good thing. But I can be honest, I lived that horror. And it feels like someone's actually, like, stabbing you. It hurts like a motherfucker. So there's a really good book online on Amazon called How to Bottom Without Pains and Stains. Read it. Fantastic book. It's like $5. It teaches you relaxation tips, things to practice, that kind of stuff. Because, you know, believe it or not, you can get a lot of shit up there. Like a lot, not like shit physically, but you can get a hand up there and an arm up there. All right. And we know people that will get fisted and love it. Okay, it's possible. It's a thing.
Oh,
a lot can happen.
On a fisting. Not for me, of course.
But you just need to. You need to start off slow. You need to practice.
And
I think this is this guy's. Like, he hasn't had a lot of experience. Clearly, he says, you know, this guy has a lot more experience than he has. So I would say you got to talk to your partner. Tell him to take it slow. Tell him to warm you up.
One piece of advice, my friend here. You control the dick. Mm-hmm. The dick does not control you.
Bottoms are in power.
Anal sex is fun. It's great. You just relax and you will have an amazing time. Just take care of yourself and you will be fine.
Yes.
Don't go to the doctor right away. Just try these methods we recommended for you first and then see if it persists.
Right.
And then I would take.
And side note, you know, this is just our advice. You know, we're not medical professionals by any means. We're just giving you our personal advice. Yep. So I would say if you're still having pains, still go talk to your doctor. But disguise it as my stomach has been hurting. You don't have to say that you're taking a dick up your ass. Just say, my stomach is hurting. I don't know why. Or when I go to the bathroom, I've had nonstop diarrhea. You know, maybe you have Crohn's disease and you just have to watch what you eat. Maybe you're allergic to gluten. So it might just be something small. It might not be related to this. It could just be bad timing. Right. But you want to consult your doctor first and just, you don't have to tell him every detail. Just say, my stomach hurts. And then start to explore safely with another partner. All right, so on to question 3. It says, hey guys, I'm going to be trying my first male-to-male experience, and long story short, the main plan we've sorted out is to give each other blowjobs. Until recently, I've considered myself 100% straight, but now I know this guy, and I am sexually attracted to him. Neither of us have had any interest in a romantic relationship, but we want to try some experimenting. Being completely new to this, I was just wondering, first and foremost, if there are any risks involved with this and how to avoid them. Second thing is, are there any tips on how to give a good blowjob that will be pleasurable for him and pleasant for me? I don't know why or even if this even happens, but I have had this weird image of him hitting my gag reflex and me throwing up all over his dick. Thanks. I think we have all come to the point of vomiting at one point.
My God. Yes.
I mean, hearing any of us brush our teeth, if that teeth brush goes back far enough,
every morning, it's the show.
All the time.
It sounds like a torture chamber in our apartment. People gagging left and right. So, like, what would you say? So clearly this guy hasn't had a full-blown gay experience yet. And he wants to know, what are the risks of blowjobs? Now, of course, again, referring back to our other question, safety is a big priority. Mm-hmm. Unprotected oral sex still carries some risk. For instance, if you have a cut in your mouth, you can still get HIV if the person is positive and not on their medication. The transmission risk is extremely low, but it is still present. So I would say definitely do not have oral sex right after brushing your teeth. definitely do not have it after flossing, and you want to be careful if you like bite your cheek or eat or anything mm-hmm. like that. You just want to be very careful. Also, too, it is extremely possible to get genital herpes orally mm-hmm. by sucking on someone's penis that has had an outbreak. So the chances are slim, but it is totally possible. To avoid any of this, you can always, you know, suck on a penis with a condom on it. They make flavored condoms for this reason. But it's your choice. You know, if you're both informed about your statuses and you both are pretty open and have been tested, totally your choice. Me personally, I do not do oral with condoms. And I make sure I don't like oral with condoms on. I don't.
With
or without?
So oh no, I do not suck dick with a condom on it. I will do condomless oral. It's just not my thing.
I can't do it either.
But you brought up a really good point, and it's such a great call out. Be open. Like, share each other's results with each other.
Always important.
Important. Have that open there. Mm-hmm. But yeah, no condoms for dick sucking.
Communication in this certain situation, your first male-to-male experience, you need to be open and talk to them and be mm-hmm. comfortable discussing this. Don't be afraid. Don't be shy, because you guys are taking a trip together that could potentially change your entire life.
Right. You might discover you're gay.
Exactly. Yeah, you're becoming sexually attracted to this man, you know, based off of your question.
And it might be something you're not into.
Exactly. Or he may not be into it. So you have to make sure you're on the same level here, because you don't want to ruin any friendship or potential relationship going further with this person.
You know, don't feel uncomfortable having that conversation and sitting down with that person, because you're already comfortable enough to put their dick in your mouth. So it's okay.
There's a level of comfortability you got going on already. Now he's asking for tips. What can we give him as, I mean, I've been gay. I've been a practicing gay for 10 years. Thanks, Make a Shake. You know, like, it's like Oprah. She's like, I love being gay. I suck dick every single day. So what tips could you give? Yeah. Wow. What tips would you guys give?
So to his concern with, well, all right, let me share you a little secret. I myself suffer from a very good performing uvula and gag reflex. It's very top notch and it does its job very, very well, which becomes a problem if you're a gay man who wants to give oral sex, because you come into a problem when you just can't take your man's dick in your mouth. And it's really frustrating for him and you, because you both just want to have fun. So I've discovered really good numbing sprays mm-hmm. that mm-hmm. really help the back of the throat area, because that's really going to help you with your question here at the end with the whole, well, not really question, your fear rather of throwing up on his dick.
Right.
And that's a really good recommendation. I would search Amazon if you're too embarrassed to head into a sex shop.
And they're cheap.
Or if you're too young. And they're cheap too.
They're like $5 or $6.
Yeah.
Right. Right. And maybe even Dwayne Reed has some over-the-counter shit that you can gargle
from it.
I wouldn't condone that, really, but I would just recommend searching for some of those solutions.
Shove some oral gel in there, take a shot of fucking rum and call it a day.
And you know what? That's another good point,
that helps too.
You know, alcohol, weed, anything that relaxes you is always mm-hmm. good, because I would say, I mean, I've never sucked my own dick, but I would say that I have mastered deep throat pretty well. I'm pretty good.
Yes.
And what has worked well for me is I have practiced on bananas. You know, I do own a dildo. I've practiced on that. And what helps is if you act like you're yawning. When you yawn, you actually relax a lot of your muscles. And if you do that and then act like you're yawning, you'd be surprised. And it's a mental thing. If you get nervous and you think, oh my God, I'm going to vomit. Guess what? You're going to will that shit into existence. You're going to spray that shit all over him like you're the exorcist. Okay? Like, it's going to be all over that bedroom. You're going to repaint his walls. So mentally step back from it and just enjoy the moment. Because believe it or not, good head is not about just sucking the dick. It's about the visual. Sex is extremely visual. So, getting your dick sucked feels good, but watching someone enjoying sucking your dick is what's really what it's all about.
Mm. yeah, give them that eye contact. Show them how delicious you think it is. Give them, see, one little tip, and it's a little different for everybody. You know, I enjoy the good deep throat. The real question for anyone is, do you spit or swallow? Because my advice would be, give a good few deep throats in there, but save your best one for close to the end, and just shove your face.
And that's very important to talk about. Have that discussion before you hit that moment, because let me tell you don't have a lot of time to debate where that shit's going, okay? And in my experience,
in or out.
Exactly. In my experience, I haven't had that conversation. It's ended in my eye. I actually got hit in the eye.
Oh.
And my eye was as red as a cherry tomato. You know, like, oh. I've had some shit where, like, I thought I was actually, like, spitting or about to vomit. It actually wasn't vomit. It was that. So, you know, like, I would say you got to have that discussion, because you need to be as equally comfortable as the partner that you're fucking. And I wish you guys the best. I really do. I mean,
yeah, have fun with it. Be safe and have a great time.
Right.
To bring it full circle, because we were talking about, especially with the last time, we're talking about dieting.
Right.
Remember, talk about your diet as well. Because speaking on spitting and swallowing, it will change the flavor of your semen.
That is true.
Excuse me. Yes.
Meats will make it taste like shit.
Yeah.
Fruits will make it taste better. I mean, that's what the internet says. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Now, he just trusts the internet with right. everything, right?
I mean, I don't swallow semen to the point where I'm mixing it in my morning coffee. So, like, I have not mm-hmm. indulged enough to say that is or is not a thing. But that's just what I've heard, you know?
Well, it's as many calories as a bowl of oatmeal. Yeah, please don't drink it all the time.
Our fourth question is actually kind of a tie-in with this. And it's from a guy who has a girlfriend that they want to get food involved. So it says, my girlfriend and I want to bring something new to the bedroom. And recently she showed me the blowjob tutorial with food. And I was wondering if there was a way I could do something similar while going down on her. I've seen people talk about mints, which I might try. And she's not too keen on penetrating with fruits or vegetables. If not, is there anything I could do to bring something new to going down on her that will be different and exciting? Now, before we started the show, we actually were talking about this lady called Auntie Angel, and she is this woman that you've probably seen all over Facebook by now. It's been everywhere this week, where she is an expert in teaching sex techniques with food, getting food involved in the bedroom. And there is one move where she cuts a hole in a grapefruit and sucks dick while jacking the dude off with a grapefruit. I have an audio clip right here, so you can hear what she sounds like. I'll go ahead and play it.
For those who have never seen my signature technique with the grapefruit.
Oh, here it comes. Yes.
Roll the grapefruit, because of course you want to get it nice and juicy. You're going to cut one side of that navel off. Then you're going to turn it over to the other side and do the same exact thing. Now, take your knife, go midway down, and make a nice hole in the middle of the grapefruit, approximately the size of his penis. When you grapefruit your man, he has to be blindfolded. Reason why is because you bring a grapefruit to the bedroom, what is your man going to say? What are you going to do with that? Yeah. Is it going to burn?
Amen. Exactly.
We don't want to do all that conversation, sir. I just need you to lay here. So you're going to take the grapefruit, you're going to put it over his penis, you're going to twist up and down, and suck the head at the same time.
Now, that sound that she makes, she actually said that she makes that noise so she doesn't gag, so she can go deeper. So that's why she does it. But you know the first thing that popped in my head when I heard that? This. Just fucking Walking Dead. That's all I heard. Was the Walking Dead theme song. I said, this bitch is gonna bite that shit off and he's gonna have no idea. So back to our question. So what would we recommend to this person?
One thing I would recommend. Well, there's two ways to do this, and it depends on if the guy doesn't mind tasting himself. But you could either finish, or you do it before you finish. You grab some whipped cream, you in there, and then you eat that shit the fuck out.
You just eat it up.
Can I eat it in the rub?
Yeah, yeah.
Just like that.
We want to, not that I'm like an OBGYN or anything or have any knowledge of the women out there that, you know, in their vaginas.
Your vaginal passageways.
I would probably avoid shoving the whipped cream up her cooch. more just around the major, puff. What are they called? The lips?
These right here.
Puss lips. Yeah. Pussy lips.
You know.
Pussy lips.
Let me see your vertical smile.
Kind of around there, maybe drizzle a little honey.
Oh, honey. Oh.
Honey.
Honey would be good.
Would be great. Maybe line the vagina with some blueberries. Have yourself a breakfast.
It sounds like a goddamn cake that you would find on Food Network.
Exactly.
Coming up on Barefoot Contessa.
In here and show us how it's done from store-bought, because, you know, that's always working too.
I'm looking for some strawberry shortcut. Can I have
strawberry shortcut? That's the new name.
Paula Deen's peach filled pussy, y'all.
No, but I'm serious. You could definitely experiment with syrups, some agave syrup. You know,
oh, that's fancy. I have really done the whipped cream. I did that before, and that was sexy, and it said, like, how can you try something new and exciting? What worked well for me and my boyfriend was I said, you know what? I cooked him dinner, and then I said, let's get drinks. So we went and grabbed drinks. I cooked him dinner. And then when we got back to the house, he said, okay, so what's for dessert? And all I did was a can of whipped cream and set it right on the table. And he goes, what's this? And I said, I'll see you in the bedroom in 5 minutes.
Oh.
And that was it. That was it. And so I would say, you know, whipped cream is fun. Whipped cream is safe. You know, yeah, you don't want to just shove it up her clam and let her rip. You don't want that. You really don't. That would be, yeah, that'd be bad.
That would be a little bad.
But what's important is definitely buy the sugar-free whipped cream, because I did the sugar whipped cream, and I swear to God, my bed, it was going to get ants. Like, that shit, you can't get it off. You really can't get it off. Another thing, too, try citrus juices. Maybe some type of, you know, like oil or something. You know, something like that. Oil. Don't use, yeah, like I don't know.
Some EVOO?
Yeah.
Oh, honey.
You want some EVOO up there?
Something.
Slather some Nutella all over my body and lick me up.
Yeah, something something delicious. I mean,
Nutella would be good, too.
I feel like.
I'm hungry.
I want to eat a strawberry shortcut.
The title of Anthony's next book.
You know. It's talking all about my Pikachu.
Strawberry shortcut. I would say, but this question's kind of hard because it says, you know, try things that aren't penetrating, and I really don't know. I'm not a woman. I'm a gold star gay. I've never been with a vagina, so besides taking a carrot and slapping it with it, I don't know what else you can do with it.
I told you, put honey around the lips and just lace it with blueberries.
I like that idea.
There's it's elegant. You can photograph it.
Instagram and worthy.
Instagram.
Yes.
Yeah. Instacunt. All across the U.S.
You just want to eat it up.
Well, my advice to this guy would be play with your oils, play with your syrups, play with not penetrating fruits or vegetables. Try frozen. Frozen might be a frozen, like, strawberry. Playing with the clit might be a really good, like, sensation.
Ooh, oh, shit.
And you know what? Instead of fucking with the food, have a sensual dinner with food. Oysters.
Yes.
Chocolate. Food can be sexy. A nice dinner can be extremely sexy. Maybe warm up with a nice
dress
dinner.
Dress up.
Yeah.
Put some heels on.
Yeah.
Go to a nice restaurant.
Yeah, I don't think you have and to sit on a carrot in order for food to be sexy, you know?
Well, I'll still try it.
I mean, I've seen Anthony get banned at some farmers markets for that reason. They said, are you walking out with a bushel? He said, no, I'm walking out with it full of my bussy.
You know, I like to have fun. Oh,
yeah, man, he rolls up to these farmers markets like,
it's Britney, bitch.
Oh shit.
Yeah, so I think that's what we would recommend to this guy.
I agree. And then, you know, in the reverse side, because if it's going to be man on man or a girl going to a man, for our listeners, you know, Justin said the perfect word, be sensual. I will tell you this, I will admit it right now, I am a muscle worshiper. If you are hot bodied and you have muscles, I will put essential oils on you. I will put chocolate. I will drizzle you in honey and I will lick it off of your body. Yes. Worship the person that you're tasting.
Exactly. All right, that about wraps it up for our second episode of Ask the Boys. Don't forget to subscribe to us on your favorite podcasting service so you can download every new episode as we release it. Also, go ahead and follow us on Facebook as well. Facebook.com/AskTheBoysShow. Until next week, I'm Justin.
I'm Jordan.
And I'm Anthony.
Have a good one.
Want to be on the show? Call us at 424-327-5282. That's 4243 ASK ATB.